The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. It's 8 a.m. on January the 27th. And if you've missed any show, I want you to look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Just Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen through your phone or computer to hear us anytime you want. Have you heard of Marie Kondo? Marie Kondo. No, she's not the condo queen, folks. She doesn't actually own a condo building. It's Marie Kondo with a K. And those of you who know of her, little chuckle for me if you don't mind, yeah? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you probably heard of Marie Kondo at this point. She's got a new Netflix show out there that's really sweeping the nation. And after her book caused stirs in households nationwide a couple of years ago, apparently her tidying up method has sparked generous amounts of donations, especially right here in our area. Fairfax County is having problems, in fact. Now, are they good problems? Well, let me ask you a question about the things that you own. Do they bring you joy? Keep it. If they don't, let it go. Have a life with somebody else who will appreciate it more than you do. That is the mantra of Marie Kondo. Now, imagine that simplified version occurring in houses all over. In fact, this is what I preach on downsizing is you ask yourself three questions about anything you own. And these were three questions that I created, which is, do you need it? Do you love it? Do you use it? And allow yourself to keep something if you get at least two yeses. Now, if you just love it, but you don't need it and you don't use it, perhaps you should consider filming it. Let the item go, even if you love it. Because it's not the item, it's what it represents. Now, some may agree or disagree with that, but ultimately we can't take it with us, can we? When we leave this earth, wherever we go, we're just going to end up without the stuff that we have here on earth. We just get to enjoy it for a time. So she addresses through this book the life-changing magic of tidying up, the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing, which is kind of a comic book type version where taking somebody through the process of evaluating the furniture that they own, the house stuff that they have. Now, imagine the challenge. Imagine the challenge for all of the consignment stores in the D.C. area. Why? Well, imagine what we are all experiencing right now. Yes, a government shutdown. Folks who are not working. Folks who have more time. Not getting paid, but folks who can do other things. There is time now, and there's apparently a big and massive decluttering going on right now in the DMV. And the consignment shops are overwhelmed with stuff, as are the donation receiving places are overwhelmed with stuff. And so we've seen a mini purging going on, lots and lots of excess in getting rid of items. Now, I'm all for it, but it is a little bit of a challenge right now. And Fairfax County has been reporting on this, that the decluttering of books, just even books, is just overwhelming. So, well, hey, there's a senior living center planned near Gaithersburg's Washingtonian Center. Okay, now this is a new senior living community. And you all know that right after the show at 8:30, I have the Senior Solutions radio show. Okay, and that's a half hour on everything having to do with choosing communities, deciding how to downsize your stuff, and I'll cover more on that show. A Chicago developer has submitted plans to build a 300-unit senior living center in Gaithersburg. It's right off 270 on an 8.5-acre parcel. It will include a 200-car garage, 3.25-acre conservation area. Now, what we want to explain is that as the baby boom generation ages over the next 10, 15, 20 years, projects like this are going to get harder and harder to develop. Primarily, right now, there's tremendous demand. In fact, the retirement communities that I know of are at 98, 99, 100% occupancy at the moment. So there's going to be demand going forward into this next 10 to 15 to 20 years. I'm in my mid-50s. In 20 years, I may think about moving into a continuing care retirement community, maybe before that. We'll see. But ultimately, I'm not ready for it. That that need for me is going to happen at kind of later in this whole monster cycle of the baby boom generation. So amenities that seniors want. Let's think about that. What is it that I want in a community? This is my life now. I like to get up. I take my daughter to school. I'll typically stop for a coffee. I go to the gym and exercise, doing some classes over Lifetime Fitness. Or I'll pull my guitar out and play guitar, or go out. I went out to the Glenstone Museum out in Potomac, which is just an unbelievable museum over off of near Travilla Road and Glen Road. It's a massive development, a phenomenal museum of modern art, much of which I don't have a lot of taste for, but I particularly liked Rothko, this massive Rothko painting in there, which is just phenomenal. There's many others to be seen. So anyway, so this is my life, and I go to hockey games and otherwise. So moving into a community that facilitates me enjoying and doing the things that I do is ultimately, while having relationship with other folks who live in that community, is going to be why I would make a move. So this particular community is going to have a 30,000 square foot, a total of 30,000 square feet of dining space, activity areas, game rooms, bistros, coffee bars, indoor pool. That really sounds like it will be desirable as a consideration. If you're thinking about making a downsize move here in the next 5 to 10 years, and you'd like more information on existing communities and maybe what's coming up, feel free to subscribe to our blog. You can go to ericstewartgroup.com and link there, subscribe to the blog, and we will keep you posted on senior issues if that's important, as well as on general issues like I do here on Pointing You Home. If you'd like a copy of our CCRC guide, it's just what we made up, folks, just an acronym for Continuing Care Retirement Communities. It's a simple listing of all of the different options here in the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area, and it's constantly being updated because, like this just came up this week that they're planning on building this community. So, all good. The Montgomery County Council is looking to remove red tape for accessory dwelling units. Okay, what is an accessory dwelling unit? Now, Montgomery County, let me just lay the groundwork. Montgomery County, Montgomery County is this massive and incredibly important county, which has Bethesda and Chevy Chase, Maryland, and Potomac and Rockville and Durwood and Poolsville and Damascus and all the way out to Burdensville and Silver Spring and so on. And so it's very wealthy community. Montgomery County has very strict guidelines on what you can and can't do with your personal real estate property. You can't have a second kitchen in there. You can't have an accessory dwelling unit where people might live. It's an ADU, is typically what they're called, accessory dwelling units, a small apartment that might be in the same property as a home that could be used as an independent living space with kitchens, bedrooms, and bathrooms. This has really been an issue in that the average homeowner could have a basement, but maybe not have a kitchen in the basement. So somebody could live in the house. They could generate some income for themselves in the house, but the kitchen would have to be shared, or that person in the basement would have to operate off of a hot plate or a microwave oven. So Hans Reimer is sponsoring a bill to change some rules that have completely stymied the ability of many homeowners to build units on, which would be a benefit if you have an in-law living with you, or you want to have some rental income to cover the massive taxes that Montgomery County charges its citizens for having real estate. So, this is definitely something I'm interested in following. I hope to give you more insight as we move along through this process. Hey, let's turn our attention to selling your home. And what is a good consideration for you? If you're thinking about making a move in the next year, I want you to think about the story of your house. Because ultimately, when someone purchases your home, when I'm selling a piece of real estate for a homeowner, that property, whether it's a blank piece of land, condo, townhouse, or single family home, it has a story. What is living in that home like? Think about it. Your buyer buying a house in your neighborhood and buying your house potentially is going to come with certain values that are immutable right at the moment, like the school district that it's located in, right? Or its orientation to the sun, its topographical condition, right? Things like this that cannot be changed. But what is the story is not just those things that cannot be changed, but what is life like in that house for you? And how can we translate that into a social media story for potential buyers to get their interest? For instance, I've had properties that have particularly nice views. I've had properties that have been close walking distance to coffee shops. And so if we create a story about getting up in the morning and walking outside with your cup of coffee and looking out over the scenery, you're really painting the picture of what life would be like and enjoying that view. Same would be true if you happen to live walking distance to a coffee shop but have no view. You take the story as about, as you wake up in the morning, you're comforted by the fact you can walk to a Starbucks, grab your cup of coffee, and be at the metro in just 4 minutes. You don't need a car at this house. You don't need X. You don't need Y, right? All of these things. And you can now really lay out and create for somebody an understanding of how the property is a benefit where they may not see it. The better you tell, the better you sell. Buffett, Warren Buffett would say, price is what you pay, value is what you get. But sometimes, and oftentimes, we present real estate as real estate agents. We present it as a box with a roof and a certain number of bathrooms and bedrooms, and lovely is a common word used, and it's really blah, blah. It has no real, like, get you in the gut and pull you aside and say, I got to look at this house kind of concept behind it that buyers are longing for. So think of what a story might be for your house, especially if you're thinking about over the next 3 or 4 months interviewing brokers. Think about the story for your home and what is a day, a perfect day in the life living in your home. We can take that story, we can incorporate and tell that story prospective purchasers and add value to your home. If you're getting ready to sell your home this spring, 2019, I invite you to interview the Eric Stewart Group as one of your agents to consider hiring. We invite you to call us today at toll-free 800-900-9104. We have offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And we've got a phenomenal team with many languages spoken, and we would love to help you. We're going to take a brief break, and when I get back in a moment, I want you to understand the myth of we don't build houses like we used to. Stay tuned for more.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
We don't build houses like we used to is something that I've heard, but most especially about specific kinds of houses that were built back in the day. Now, think about if you've ever been in a home that was built in the 1920s. You think about the rough lumber, how lumber mills were put on site. You'd have a saw put in, trees were brought in. Oftentimes, lumber was brought rough cut, houses were built, and the thickness of the floors, the joists were then, on top of the joists were oftentimes 2x3s and 2x4s were put across, and then your hardwood was added on top of that. You have the quality of the walls, maybe 6-inch walls or 8-inch walls, plaster of Paris or whatnot. You've got this, quote, quality. We don't build houses like we used to. It implies that they were better built back in the day than they are now. Now, I want to put this common lament to rest, okay? Now, being that this is a comment on quality, let's realize this, that the quality of houses built today is so much better than 60, 70 years ago, perhaps not by the width of the walls, perhaps not by the width of the wood, perhaps not by some measures, individual measures within a house. Okay, I get that. However, the way that plumbing is engineered, the way that furnaces are engineered and windows are engineered and roofs are engineered and the walls themselves and even the construction and the strength of a dwelling, I think really there was a huge window of time back in the 1970s where the quality of what was put up was less guarded and a lot of rules came in after that. You remember back, if you remember the 60s and 70s, I can remember even in the 1980s. I got into real estate in 1987 and there was a whole development being built off Connecticut Avenue at the time. And I can remember showing up to go look at one of the houses after the sun had gone down. It was almost dark outside. And I came up and the car lights were on for about 10 cars and their lights were all shining on the side of this stick-built house that was being constructed. And these guys were putting nails up They were putting the house together to lights in 1989. If you remember, the market was very, very hot at that time. Houses were going up quickly, and the oversight for the quality was not that great. Now, granted, Montgomery County's had pretty strict regulations for a long time, but not back then the same way as today. We've also had technological achievements that have occurred over the last even 10 years that have been dramatic. I think we're going to see houses continue to get better made over time. They're going to be better built because we're going to understand the technology of how to construct them and have them serve our needs, have houses that are stronger but don't use as much carbon in their footprint. You know, things like this that, whether you believe in climate change or not, they're just sensitive to the overall culture that we live in, right? None of us want to be wasteful. None of us want to produce pollution, right? None of us do. None of us do. On the other hand, we don't want to be told how to live. So bringing ourselves into a culture that has the two sides, recognizes the democracy of what we are in America and the need for oversight and the need for freedom and this balance, this grace and discipline that goes back and forth within our culture and sometimes swings heavily one way and sometimes swings heavily the other, but ultimately comes back to center. God bless America.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
You know, if you've thought about getting into the real estate business, you've thought about, I like what Eric's saying, but you know, I've always been interested in houses. In fact, I'm kind of addicted to it. I have, you know, 16 different apps on my phone all devoted to real estate, and I'm constantly getting updates on what's happening in this market or that. If you find yourself interested and would like to sell real estate, maybe your family has even said, hey, you'd be great at real estate. And you believe them? You really think so? We are looking to hire agents for our group, and we're open to hiring you, if you're interested in applying and you have the qualifications to be a part of our group. We're willing to train brand new agents. We're also willing to inherit agents who may have a history in their career of successes, maybe working through challenges, or maybe ready to retire and wants to bring their business within a group where they can get better support. We have a phenomenal system. All the plans are laid out. All of the details are in place, 119 steps. We can provide you the support and coaching and guidance to make you successful should you have the skills necessary to be a good agent. So if you're interested, we encourage you to send an email to us. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or give us a call today, and the operations manager will be in touch with you and give you some directions on how to apply. That's a toll-free number, 800-900-9104. I often get this question, how did you end up in real estate, Eric? How did you get in real estate? So I graduated from college in theater. I was an acting major, and I wasn't a great actor, and I probably matured a lot over the last 30 years. I don't know. Some of my friends would disagree, but you know, I've tried to mature. Let's put it that way. And over the last 30 years, I've been in real estate. I've gone through a process of, you know, selling a few houses each year, and now we sell over 150 homes each year as a team. And I didn't really see myself doing this as a career. I remember thinking I would maybe try real estate for a couple of years and then head out to Hollywood or you know, I don't know what. I just didn't have confidence that I could be a successful actor full-time. And I got to that conclusion. I got to the conclusion I really wanted to have more stability in my life of, you know, having a home life and having family life and that kind of thing. So some changes went in my college years. When I graduated with my degree in theater, I had a lot of experience in acting and done some film and acting work here. I was playing basketball with a group of guys who happened to be for a small real estate company. And they said, hey, have you ever thought about real estate? And I never had. In fact, I didn't like the whole idea of selling things because I always was afraid. I don't know why I got this impression, but if you were a salesman, then you were slick, you know, or you were trying to push people to make decisions they didn't want to make. And that's not salesmanship. Salesmanship is understanding needs and helping your client or customer fulfill their needs successfully. The word commission, which is what real estate agents get paid, literally means to put together. That's what the word means in Latin. So my job is to put transactions together. I entered a real estate career having graduated with a degree in theater, having studied economics, but having also been a successful salesman as a kid selling pizzas to my neighbors and silver jewelry and light bulbs and all kinds of things. I mean, it just was always sort of in my nature from when I was little. So I had some of these backgrounds, but I also needed the discipline and guidance of a good broker, which I got. And if you're thinking about it, again, just you'll think, hey, you know, I'd like to investigate that. There are pros and cons to being a real estate agent. I get a lot of flexibility, but I give up a lot of flexibility when there's a need. I come from a family. My dad is a retired OBGYN, and I kind of joke that, you know, in OBGYN world, if the water breaks and you're pregnant, it's time for a delivery right now, right? In real estate, if an offer comes in, it's time to present that offer right now. Time is of the essence. So there's some qualities that are similar in that respect. Everybody knows a realtor, but not everybody knows a good realtor. If you're ready, thinking about making a move and want to try real estate, or thinking about selling your home and want to interview the Eric Stewart Group for the spring of 2019, give us a call. 800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number, 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and submit a form, and we'll be glad to be in touch with you. We are already seeing a dramatic uptick in the last week and a half in our real estate. We have a number of properties that are not yet on the market that are quietly being listed, and we have other properties that are going on the market each day. As a result, we're seeing an uptick in demand, and I'll keep you posted as we move week by week into the spring market 2019. I know there's some of you suffering because of the shutdown, and my prayers are with you. For the rest of us, be thankful for what you do have, and let's all pull together to support each other in the DMV during this tough shutdown time. Well, that's it. Coming up, Senior Solutions right here on WMAL. I'm Eric Stewart. See you in a sec.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.